T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are looking forward to a preseason football game. That's right. But this one seems a little bit different. Daryl Ryder joining us from The Fan in Cleveland. You know, Daryl, we've been saying all morning long, I've never been excited for a preseason game before in my life. But you look at tonight's game between the Browns and the Bills, and you have Tyrod Taylor facing his old team again. The number one overall pick, Baker Mayfield. You have Josh Allen and our two other quarterbacks who everyone wants to get a look at. This is kind of a marquee matchup.
Yeah, as preseason games go, yeah, sure. I mean, there's a lot of curiosity on both sides of things. Of course, Corey Coleman is now a Buffalo Bill, and I'm sure he would like to put on a nice show at First Energy Stadium in front of Browns fans, who are glad to see him shuffled out the door. So tonight should be very interesting.
Yeah, there's so many subplots. What's the biggest storyline that you'll be watching?
I'm going to be watching Corey. I already have a pretty good idea what Tyrod Taylor is going to bring to the Browns. Have been really impressed since he's come here in March with him, both on the field as well as off the field. Had a great preseason debut last week in New York, 5 for 5, 99 yards, a touchdown. Baker Mayfield's been impressive, but I'm interested to see how Corey Coleman reacts to what I anticipate to be not exactly a positive welcome back to Cleveland.
All right, well, we'll look for that as well. Tonight, Tyrod Taylor faces his old team. In your dealings with Tyrod Taylor, what have you thought about him as he's moved from the Bills to the Browns? And I know he talked about that the other day, meeting his former team.
Yeah, he's never real interested in making this about him versus the Bills or being cast off from the Bills. He's looking to do in Cleveland what he helped to do in Buffalo, and that is end the longest playoff drought for a franchise. That is now currently held by the Browns, thanks to the Bills' playoff berth last year. So he's been great to deal with. He's been fun to watch on the field. His teammates really gravitate toward him. He's got a lot of leadership qualities. So there's really been nothing negative to say about Tyrod Taylor from the Browns' perspective since his arrival.
Hey, does the media in Cleveland call him Tyrod or Tyrod or something else?
Well, we've been having that debate all week. It's funny, the offensive coordinator, Kenny Zampezi, calls him Tyrod. And then Aditi Kekabwala from NFL Network tweeted that out. Joel Bitonio said that his real name is pronounced Tyrod, not Tyrod. We asked him directly about that when we spoke to him this week because we want to be respectful. We want to get his name right. And he just basically said, yeah.
I mean, he's never corrected anyone before. It's not just media. I mean, it's coaches and everyone has been Tyrod for, it seems like, forever.
I know. So, you know, it's funny. His dad even said he calls him Tyrod. So I guess flip a coin. Call him what you will.
Hey, I've got to ask you about those victory fridges that are throughout the city that'll be unlocked when they get a regular season win, the Browns. When do you think that's going to happen, Daryl?
I think week 3 against the New York Jets in September, the Thursday night football game. I don't think that, unless it happens week 1. They almost caught the Steelers off guard in week 1 last year, and this is obviously a much better Browns team, but I don't see them going to New Orleans in week 2 and beating the Saints. So I've got the Jets circled on the calendar, that Thursday night national television game on NFL Network is the target date for those victory fridges to be open. But I don't know. Something tells me that's just – it's a great promotion by Bud Light, but something tells me, knowing Cleveland the way I do, that it's not going to be a good idea.
Yeah, well, hey, we were thinking of making the trip down. Now, week 3, we know we're going to head down to Cleveland and just stake out by next to right next to a victory fridge.
Wasn't it Cleveland that did the baseball promotion years ago, like 5 cents for a beer? They had to cancel the game.
Beer night, still legendary to this very day. There are T-shirts that people proudly wear in Cleveland commemorating such events.
All right. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe the victory fridges will turn out to be a bad idea. Well, maybe we'll have to see firsthand, Joe. Hey, we thank Daryl Ryder for joining us. He's with the Fan in Cleveland. Bills and Browns tonight should be a good one as far as preseason goes.
Yep, 7:30 game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.